Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Yesterday we spoke with Ali Bustamante, a professor at UNO, New Orleans, ranking third in the country for the share of income devoted to housing, making it more expensive than Los Angeles, Miami, and even Honolulu. Andronika Morris joins us now, president and chair of the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance. Talk about that and talk about an affordable housing mandate for downtown. Good morning, Andronika. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. You and I go back a long way. Tell me about the mandate. What is that for people that don't know?
So several years ago, when we launched the Housing NOLA plan, one of the policies we were looking at is something called mandatory inclusionary zoning. It's a national policy practice that requires, whenever anyone's building market rate housing in areas where there's risk of displacement, gentrification, or really a need to have a more diverse population, have working class people in a neighborhood, you can decide to require that the developer set aside a percentage of homes and apartments that are exactly like the homes and apartments that they're building for luxury housing, and they would have to make those affordable. They make them affordable with local government's help. They get incentives, support, other things to make sure that the whole project cash flows, and you increase the supply of housing without any public money, right? The incentives are usually not cash. There are things like increased building. So you might want to, you're only going to build 250 units at this high level. Mm-hmm. And they might even let you build another 100 to set aside a percentage to cover the cost of the ones that are affordable to the average citizen. So we put that policy in place several years ago. And as a part of the process, because it requires, in order to get the homes and apartments, the deal's got a cash flow. And so you've got to be looking at the market to figure out what incentives are necessary. And even if the market is strong enough to support the mandate, and our market isn't.
So it's not working.
So it's working. It's the problem is the market is deteriorating, right? It's not about, because it's dependent upon a market where you're going to be building a lot of luxury housing, and you also have a need for affordable housing. We have a tremendous need for affordable housing. We have way too much market rate housing and way too much luxury housing. So there's no way to make the numbers line up at this time. And so the policy calls on, so it actually is working because it calls on us to look at the numbers mm-hmm. and to say, hey, look, there's not a whole lot of market rate being built. And there's not a way to help them cover their costs, because they, in order to build right now, you need tremendous subsidy to build right now with the insurance crisis. Everyone needs public subsidy in order to move forward. So there's no reason to put a mandate on it, because they're going to have to build affordable housing anyway.
So it seems like a good idea, but the market conditions are offsetting that. Am I accurate there or not?
the market conditions, our failure to address the other parts of the affordable housing crisis have made it something that we need to, that part, the mandate part of it, put on pause. The good part of it is, the other good part that continues, is that builders and developers, one problem that we also had was, if you were coming to New Orleans or you already here in New Orleans, you weren't sure what you needed to do to get certain incentives. This policy has put in place standards so that developers don't have to guess, they don't have to hire lobbyists, they can know, community can know what's going to be expected when a deal comes into their neighborhood, it comes into their community, what they're going to get, what public resources they're going to get in exchange for what they're going to give, instead of what we've often seen are these, projects that don't make sense, or people aren't really sure, and surprise, you're getting this additional subsidy. Surprise, you're going to get the rules changed for you. So it is working. It's just a small part of the overall strategies that, you know, we haven't been able to get the rest of those being deployed effectively. There's issues with, and again, COVID has been a big problem, and the insurance crisis. And again, this policy in particular doesn't address any of those. It works and it is intended to work in a market that's doing well. And New Orleans' housing market, as you just talked about with Allie, isn't doing well.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 7:51, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:58, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Andranika Morris, our friend, president and chair of the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance. So, Andranika, what is the big solution for this large picture of affordable housing in the area?
So the big solution is we're going to have to get strategic. Right now, the crisis is so extreme. We have lost so many people, and we're losing revenue, right? This is impacting the budget crisis. This is impacting the crisis with our school systems, because there's not enough revenue coming in, because there's not enough people here to support the infrastructure. So we've got to talk about making short-term investments. There are thousands of homes and apartments that are sitting empty. By our estimates, we've got about 40,000 vacant homes and apartments just in New Orleans alone. 10,000 of those are occupiable today. But because of insurance and utility costs, they can't be affordable. And I'm not just talking about people who make $7.25 an hour, even though they're struggling the worst. I'm talking about folks who make $20 an hour, $25 an hour, not able to pay these sky-high insurance costs. So we've got to talk about short-term solutions that bring those costs down. Thankfully, we're talking about fortified roofs, and we might even get a mandate soon to have fortified roofs pass on those discounts, but we've got to make that investment. We've got to make sure that those folks have the money to put the fortified roofs on.
So it seems like all of this goes back to insurance?
Right now, yes. The insurance crisis is the biggest problem that we have. We've got to get it under control.
Thank you, Andranika. I think we put the exclamation point on it just now. Andranika Morris, president and chair of the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance. We're going to come back, talk to Dr. Mae Scott, my friend, medical director, owner of Kronos Wellness, about GLP-1s. There's some new news out about cancer and its effectiveness when it comes to cancer treatment and prevention. We'll also talk about the medications in general, so stay with us. That, and we're also asking you for your favorite TV series of all time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.